Hi, everybody. It's Camille. It's spring. Yay, the flowers are flowering. This is episode 12 of Thinking of You, Questions and Answers for Online Faculty. Today's episode is going to be on the short side because it's finals week and I have a lot of things to do. So I thought I would do a topic that's really timely for people who are at my institution. We are on trimesters, which means we've got a two-week break starting next week, and then we are back in the saddle for the summer trimester. And at this time of year, everybody is busy not only grading and wrapping up this trimester, but also making sure that everything is in place for the upcoming trimester. And one of the questions that I get asked a lot is, what can I do in the first week of class to get to know the students in a way that doesn't feel stilted or awkward? And also, what can I do if I am teaching in a cohort program and maybe the students have been together for a full year and they all know each other, but I'm new to them? So what can I do to meet them without making them go through the whole rigmarole again, where they're going to bore one another to tears? I have some ideas about this. First of all, I do think that having a welcome activity of some sort is really important. A, because it gets them an easy win in the first week of class. Even if there are no points associated with it, just having something checked off your list, feeling like you did a good job, you met all the requirements, you interacted, I feel like that is a great way to start the trimester. On the other hand, you don't want their very first thing that they turn in to be something that feels uninspired to them or that they're not excited to do. So what can you do in that first week of class, whether you've got brand new students or students in a cohort program that have been together all this time? I think that it's really helpful to have an introductory activity or discussion of some sort where you're asking them something that they may not know or share about each other, even if they've been together for a full year. So in my online classes, one of the things that I've done that's been most successful, that I have enjoyed the most and the students have enjoyed the most, I think, is asking them to post a picture of the place where they work, where they will be when they take the class. So some students have posted a picture of the library. Some students have posted pictures of beautifully minimalist desks with bouquets of flowers and a hand-lettered background. I love students who post a picture of their computer with their textbook right next to it. I've had some students post a picture looking out their window so we can see what they see. So people can take this in all different directions. But I think that's a really fun way. You really feel like you get this inside glimpse into the students. And I felt really connected with the students when I've had this assignment in the first week of class. The other thing I really love about this is that it requires them to post a picture. And I have a number of assignments throughout my trimester where I want them to upload a picture of work that they're doing. I'm often asking them to go into their own lives or out into the world and take a picture of something that relates to our class. And if they don't know how to do that and upload it in Canvas, which is not as easy as you would like, hint, hint, Canvas, then things are a lot harder. So if they figure it out in the first week, then we're all going to be having smoother sailing going forward. And I, of course, include specific instructions about how to do that, not just in this week, but anytime I'm asking them to post a picture, I give them instructions about how to do it. Okay, so that's one that works really well. And that's especially nice if you have first trimester students who just don't know anyone. It can really help them feel connected to their classmates as well. Another thing that I really like doing if you've got continuing students who you know haven't, who have been at the school for a while and maybe have just come off of a break, is I have them post a picture of something they did over the break. And I've had students post just funny images of a lady buried under a bunch of moving boxes, which wasn't them, but it was just a reminiscent of what they did. I've had people post pictures of them frolicking on a beach. I've had people post pictures of dogs and babies and all kinds of fun things. And it's really nice to see the students outside of the classroom context and get a sense for who they are and what they're like. Some people are comfortable sharing their face and some people are not. And there's a lot of room for all of that in these types of assignments. If you are teaching them a class about herbal medicine, you can have them post a picture of their favorite herb. You could have them tell us what kind of music they listen to when they're studying or their favorite tool for productivity. There's all kinds of ideas depending on what class you teach and how you want to take this. But I find that it breaks the ice. It gives them the skills of posting an image in Canvas, and it's different every time. So I'm always interested to read them and find out more. Another option is to use a Flipgrid post. And in Flipgrid, the students are taking videos of themselves. It's very easy. There's no special equipment they need other than some kind of device with a camera. And I also find that just seeing each other's faces makes the class seem really real. Seeing these little short video clips of real people talking about their concerns about the class or what they feel most excited to study, anything like that is always really helpful because people will start to form connections. The last thing I want to leave you with, and this is something that's really fun, is that you can also have them tell you where in the world they are. And at least where I teach, we have students all over the world. So we have people in multiple continents every single class I teach. We have people all over the US. We have people who are moving during the course of the trimester. And sometimes people will realize, hey, there's somebody in this class who lives not down the street, but in the same city as me or in the same state as me. And maybe we're going to be at the same conference or whatever. So it's also really nice to just see where geographically people are. I always leave an option to not do that because some people don't want their location shared for various reasons. So I would say if you do that, just be sure to leave a little wiggle room for people who don't want to share that kind of information. Okay, so your task this week, if you choose to accept it, is to look at your first week of class and have a peek at any kind of introductory or getting to know you activity that you include and see if there's a way you can tweak it. First of all, make sure that it feels friendly and welcoming and approachable, that you've included instructions for everything you're asking them to do, and see if you want to change things up a little bit, either for your own sake or in order to facilitate better connections with the students. All right, I'd love to hear how it goes, and have a great week.